And now,
the United States Coast Guard presents Frontiers in Fathoms, the Science of the Sea. Foul weather. The signal flags on shore indicate a hurricane in the making. This is not the time to be out on the water, especially during this National Safe Boating Week. Thanks to that safe boating course from the Coast Guard Auxiliary, you can read those signal flags and know that it's time to head for home. Someday soon, though, home may be on the ocean floor or wherever you're boating beneath the fury of the storm. The problems of living underwater are more complex than you can imagine. That is, if you intend really living underwater and not just spending a few hours scuba diving. For instance, at a depth of around 600 feet, pure air becomes pure poison. Nitrogen is the problem, causing what is known as the rapture of the deep to divers. Special air mixtures are required just to keep men alive in the deeps. Cooking is another problem. Without enough oxygen in the air, flames won't burn. So, infrared ovens must be used for preparing food. Even talking will be impossible. The helium that will replace the nitrogen in the air and pressure raise the pitch of a man's vocal cords and alter the acoustics of his mouth so that when you speak, you squeak.
Help me! Please help me!
You're going to sound like the fly.
Help me! My asshole out.
Let's talk dirty to the animals. Fuck you, Mr. Bunny. Eat you, Mr. Bear.
You are a very attractive person. You're as attractive as 9 out of 15 people I know.
You're very kind.
But you are. You're not an unattractive person.
You're very sweet, but I know the truth, and I face it every
morning.
You're
a good-looking man, sir.
I'm not a man. I'm a woman.
Puppy, puppy, come back to me. Why'd you have to go and OD?
Hey, girl! Take another little piece of my heart, no, baby. Hey,
magic has me in its spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Who will watch over Mrs. Beasley?
Oh, hey, Nina, has anybody seen her?
Do you know what I mean when I say, won't you be my neighbor? I just mean, won't you be my friend? A friend is somebody different from your family, from your mother or your dad or your brothers or sisters. They're all special family people. But a friend is just someone who likes to be with you and hopes that you'll like to be with him too. Would you sing the neighbor song with me now? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Don't touch that dial.
Did you ever see a doobie, a doobie, a doobie? Did you ever see a doobie go this way and that?
If we take pictures of each other, Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor.
Tonight, Channel 9 presents Abstract Theater. Tonight's movie is The Girl with No Peach.
That was very good. Oh, my goodness, we almost forgot. Our party hats. Let's all put them on. Ah, that's better. And now, before we blow out the candles and cut the birthday cake, let's play some games.
Please, may we play Ring Around the Rosie?
Oh, that's a good one.
I like Simon Says.
And the Posture Basket Game. And Loopy Lou.
All right. They're all wonderful games, and we'll play every one of them. But I wonder where Mr. Doobie is. He said...
Somebody mentioned my name?
Oh, it's Mr. Doobie flying in through the window.
Sorry I'm late, but I had so many things to do.
Oh, you're right on time, Mr. Doobie. But you must be tired after all that flying around, keeping people happy.
Not at all. And I want to meet all your friends.
And they want to meet you. Boys and girls, meet Mr. Doobie.
Hi, boys and girls. Being with you is what I like more than anything in the whole world. And I've got a very special game for all of us to play. Know what it is?
What?
It's called Did You Ever See a Doobie? And here's how it goes.
Children.
Hello.
Hello. Well, last week we showed you how to be a gynecologist, and this week on how to do it, we're going to learn how to play the flute, how to split the atom, how to construct box girder bridges,
Super. And
how to irrigate the Sahara and make vast new areas cultivatable. But first, here's Jackie to tell you how to rid the world of all known diseases.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jackie.
Musketeers, roll call, count off, now.
Happy! Doreen,
Donald,
Nancy,
Bennett,
Bronson,
Tommy,
Darlene, Bobby, Sharon.
As we continue through the year, we won't forget the Musketeers, Musketeers.
Not the princess, he calls me Pineapple Princess all day as he plays ukulele on the hill above the bay.
Pineapple,
I'm diddly day,
the night as life is gay.
Hi, John.
I'm
Clint.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Chuck.
Chuck Bronson.
Clint Eastwood, John. Delighted to be
Clint
here.
Clint Eastwood, Chuck Bronson.
You are so coy, dear. I'm Lee Marvin. Hi.
The commander of the government of the planet Zanti. I speak to you from Zanti. You have destroyed the mistake. We will not retaliate. We never intended to. We knew that you could not live with such aliens in your midst. It was always our intention that you destroy them and their gods, who were of the same spoiled persuasion.
He killed a man in Whoop City, Wyoming.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Excuse me, officer, can I ask you a question? How do you feel about the National Lampoon Radio Hour going off the air?
I feel terrible about it. I sometimes cancel my whole vacation if it conflicts with me listening to it. And I'm all broken up over it. I don't know what to say.
It's our show. We can do anything we want. I said, it's all over. We've had our laughs, we've had our fun, we've had our kicks. We have quaffed deep as a cup of love. May not know safe and ease.
Hi, I'm in the love life, and I'd like to thank the control...
Back off a bit from the mic. You're too close.
Okay.
Take two.
Hi. I'm Linda Lovelace.
All my loving, I will say to you.
I am the big shot. You heard me write the first time, name of Bachelor Johnny Cool. Occupation, big shot. Occupation at the moment, just having fun.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain, sunny.
Oh, it must be raindrops.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Good night from Mo. Good night from Larry. Good night from Joe. Good night from the Three Stooges. Good night, kids. Good night.
All right, take. All right, take a look at the letters you wrote.
Oh, do your letters touch the line? Do your capitals go from top to bottom? Stop and check up on your line. And if they do, you'll know you've got 'em. Oh, do your letters. Are there five that you can find that go below it? Little G, J, P, Q, Y. They go under and I wonder if you know it. Seven letters that are small really aren't small at all. They stretch up tall from line to line. Check your B and F and D. Check your H, K, L and T. Check to see if they're standing straight and fine. Oh, are your letters neat and clean? Have you got the dots on I and J? They need 'em. Line to line and in between. If you wrote them right, then anyone can read 'em. Check your line. Check your line. Check your line. Oh, do your letters touch the line?
Hello, Mara. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Okay, now if you still want to get your name in magazines, you want $500 a month.
Where does it come from? We work one gig this month. And now, so what, we get $200 for this gig up here, if we're lucky? If we're lucky, we'll get $200. And it'll be 2 weeks before we get it, probably. I mean, after all, what is all this shit in the newspaper? If we got such a big name, how come? We're starving, man. This fucking band is starving. And we've been starving for 3 years. I realize it takes a long time, but goddamn, does it take another 5-10 years from now?
There's some months when you're not going to work as much as other months. There's some months when you're going to make a lot of money. And if you average it out, you do make more than $200 a month.
Expenses are sure high, too. If we'd all been living in California, it would have been different.
If we'd all been living in California, you wouldn't work at all.
That's true. Well, we're not working now anyway. We worked one gig this month, Frank. What's wrong with getting 2 months in a row of this good money? or 3 months in a row, then we can afford to take 3 or 4 months off, and everybody can, after the first month, I can get just enough ahead. But if I had 2 more months, man, I'll get ahead. Because I'm not living very extravagantly, I'll tell you for sure.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Looks very mature. Let me lose our mind. join hands and make a ring and circle to the left with that pretty little thing. Break that ring with a corner swing. Now, element left with your left hand, back to your partner, right and left grand. Take your gal and promenade, promenade home.
Bob, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Yeah, sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little sanctioning yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best Dat Byrne dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best Dat Byrne dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh.
I've got fucking cancer and he's my fucking dad. Oh, what a fucking boring cunt. He goes on and on all day. He's got this fucking cancer and he's ticked on it the way.
Oh, they cut it off at Telford. They cut it off at Telford.
It's my friend. I shut up the arsehole and say it is my friend.
He's got cancer of the cock and he's got cancer of the balls.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
Well, Barbara and Gary, to what do I owe this suspected X-Prize?
Happy, happy birthday cake. Give a piece to all your friends. Now it's time to cut that cake.
Golly gee, it tastes so good. Golly gee, it tastes so good.
It's the best we ever had. Happy, happy birthday cake.
They all tried to tell me, but I guess I didn't care.
Get mad, baby.
Jesus, I am all the joy to meet you face to face.
Jesus is easy, just get down on your knees. He's gonna listen to your every prayer.
Damn it, Jesus Christ, I miss church again.
Christ, you're tall.
You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day.
Isn't the Jesus too damn real? One white duck on your wall.
FBI friend, the neighborhood narco agent.
Some things I don't understand. Some things are scary and sad. Sometimes I even get bad when I'm mad. Sometimes I even get glad. Why does a dog have to bark? Why does an elephant die? Why can't we play all the time in the park? Why can't my pussycat fly? Why, I wonder why. Why, I wonder why. Why do big people say no? Why are their voices so loud? Why don't the witches and bad guys all go? Why does the sky fly a cloud? Why, I wonder why? Why, I wonder why?
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I don't mean to do it in the road.
Why don't you go to the cinema tonight? Why don't you and Polly go to the ice rink tonight? Why don't you cheer up for Christ's sake?
Why does it have to get dark? Why can't the day always stay? Let's say goodbye to the nighttime. Goodbye. Let's send the dark time away. Why do fire engines make noise? Why is hot water so hot? Why aren't live babies like my other toys? Why do I wonder a lot? Someday, oh someday, I'll know what to say. Someday, oh someday, I'll not have to say. Why, I wonder why.
What does it feel like to have the responsibility for incinerating $600,000 worth of marijuana?
This is a public service message from the National Lampoon Radio Hour. Should you ever find that a local merchant has overcharged you, misrepresented his product or service, or defrauded you in any way, don't report him to your local Better Business Bureau. There are a lot of crazy people in the world today, and he might just end up coming after you with a gun.
Coming to take me away, ho ho.
You're doing fine, you know. You got an okay mind, you know. And I would hate to see you going away. You better hold on.
Hold your head up. Hold your head up.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
But she was stupid, she was goofy, and she rambled wild and free, until one day a stranger hit the hills. He was a radio comedian with no more sense than she, and he lured her with a bunch of dollar bills. Now Nettie is the nitwit of the network. He's goofy still, but also dirty rich. Toward the bug out, they were shoving her. Now she earns more than the governor. Oh, Nettie is the nitwit of the network.
If you heard what you think you heard, you're absolutely right.
Right, you're bloody well right.
I'd like to do with my life.
Oh, really?
And it'll take some sacrifice on all our parts, because I'll have to train for some years, but it'll be worth it. Mother, I want to be a registered nurse.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right.
Eat a hot dog. It tastes real good. I think I watched a movie from Hollywood.
I'm no good at being noble.
It doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
I eat a hot dog. It tastes real good.
Yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
And I watch the movie from Hollywood.
Dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum.
They think they're kidding. The show is called the National Lampoon Radio Hour. We can make it stupid.
What do you have, stranger? Well, I'll have a beer and a shot.
Or moronic.
How about you?
A shot and a beer. It's our show. We can do anything we want.
How about you, pal? What do you have?
I'll just have a beer. I'm looking for a man named Mendoza. You know anything about him?
Well, maybe I do and maybe I don't.
Well, here's 20 ducks. That refresh your memory.
20 ducks? What am I going to do with 20 ducks?
How about 20 bucks, then?
Well, now you're talking my language. Yeah, I could tell you something about Mendoza.
Well, let's have it. Shoot.
Because this is
the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Hi there, I'm Molly B., welcoming you to the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Frog in my tub. Good evening, creep. Tonight, your Mystery Playhouse presents Inner Sanctum.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host inviting you in through the squeaking door. I just left a friend of mine. He runs an all-night billiard academy near the cemetery. Yes, after midnight, he uncovers the ghoul tables. But no rough stuff in his place. Now, he settles all arguments by arbitration. Simply lifts the shroud and points out they haven't a leg to stand on. Believes the old motto that a fiend in need is a fiend indeed.
The biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
A drop of big rig, 10 goes semi out of Kansas City, Mo. All the Pennsylvania Pike out of Pittsburgh, all the gas gauge reason low. Got the blame about the kids and why, the ups and downs of a trucker's life, few prices up and speed limits down. I just got mad, you know.
Linda Blair, the exorcist!
I just want to say thank you to our director, Billy Friedkin, and Jason, and Max, and of course, Bill Blatty, who wrote the screenplay. And, I love you all so much.
I can stop it! Keep it big, Lee.
Each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts.
Little French donuts.
Bubba and Duck Bread. Oh, Bubba and Duck Bread. Beer from my hometown. At a radio show. And the big people laugh. And they said the news and said the weather and they had some fun. Old Granny.
Three
Olympic gold medals already to his name.
Tumble over there, but still nasty.
You need to watch the band.
For a few hours, the horrors will
stun
me with life.
It's just a seagull on
your
own. Oh,
hello, there, yeah, get up and behind.
There always has been, and there's nothing we can do about it.
We'll be right back.
Grass, wheat, world war. It all means the same thing. You smoke it and you get it.
Yeah, right.
He's far out, man.
I mean, he spreads himself so thickly over our Earth, you know.
So beautiful.
All the five's Croc Henrietta. She's a mean go-getter. Got to write her a letter. Did I wink? Did I wink? King of this, I am yum, yummy, yum, dumb, yummy, yum, yum, yum.
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it in stereos and stuff to jag off, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, that's not all, shit-faced. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're jeweling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderfuck for not having gone down to stereos and stuff and got one already. I gotta borrow some money. Gotta get my head up my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
Come on, goddammit. Excuse me, but this is ridiculous.
It's a Harry Rag.
Harry! I know it's you who's breaking up my home.
Take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens. Regroup, and you change a 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3, that's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but... The idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2 and you take away 1 from 2 and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
Brothers and sisters, it's time to bring on the group you've all been waiting for. The group that's about to make your feet move and your head spin. It's my proud pleasure to present Sky Saxon and the Sea.
I proceeded to tell them the story of Alice's restaurant, Massa Cree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that.
Time to time,
From the beginning of time, a very few meteors have struck the crust of the Earth and formed craters. Craters of all sizes, sought after and pored over by scientists of all nations for the priceless knowledge buried within them. In every moment of every day they come, from planets belonging to stars whose dying light is too far away to be seen. From infinity they come, meteors. Reaches of space, its substance unknown, its secrets unexplored. The meteor lies dormant in the night, waiting.
Like we usually do. I did. And nothing particularly strange happened. Then we went to Boston to play the Boston Garden the next day. What we didn't know was that the Worcester police had called the Boston police, told them we'd come. And when we got there, we met by 75 uniformed police officers with guns, clubs, and mace, and three lieutenants and a captain, 25 plainclothesmen, a guy in a trench coat, three squad cars and a paddy wagon. And they wanted to know where I was. They finally found me. Captain said to me that he wanted me to know this wasn't Worcester, you know. I told him I knew that. I knew it was Boston. He said, well, we just wanted to tell you not to say it here. I said, what's it? He said, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. He said, yeah, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. He said, yeah, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. So the lieutenant took me aside to explain to me what's happening, you know. He said, don't say it here. I said, what's it? He said, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't know what you mean. He said, yeah, you know what I mean. We did that for a long time. I knew what they meant, you know, but I wanted to hear them say it. But I didn't know. It was my own ignorance, because I didn't know at that particular time they have a national law that cops can't say fuck on duty. So finally the captain just said that if we did anything that they didn't like, they'd beat us up and take us to jail. So I said, I know what you mean. We got on stage, there was 30 cops over here at parade rest, and 30 cops over here at parade rest. The captain marching back and forth, watching us, you know. Behind us, 25 plainclothesmen, guy in a trench coat. I don't know if they were plainclothesmen or not, you know. But it's the only concert I ever played with is 25 guys who all looked like standing behind me, you know. And we didn't say fuck that night because we weren't feeling masochistic, you know. And so after it was all over with, they thanked us a lot and said we could come back anytime we wanted to. We said, fuck you.
I'd like to find out whether or not you approve of spanking. And if you don't, what kind of punishment you think kids should get when they're bad. What's your name?
Lee.
How old are you, Lee?
Six.
All right.
Six and a half.
Okay. Lee, have you ever done anything bad?
Yes.
What did you do?
Hit my brother with a hammer in the eye.
It is certain that Europe would have been communized, like Czechoslovakia and London under bombardment some time ago, but for the deterrent of the atomic bomb in the hands of the United States.
He was there.
Yeah, how about you?
I was bad.
Yeah. Well, do you think little boys should get spankings when they do
this
things like
that? This
nation,
from the very beginning of the development of atomic
power... What do you do with hammers now?
...has been determined to do everything in its power to proceed toward a truly effective international control of atomic energy.
Very good sense, too. A good deduction.
I'm as sure as I am.
All right, Lee.
And
I'll bet you're not going to do that again.
And certainly of my grandchildren. Will not escape a third world war if this armed race continues.
What do you think mothers or dads ought to do to the little boys or girls?
Give them a hard spank with an electric cord or strap, whatever it is. Once he gets...
Oh, electric cord or a strap. You definitely think, then, that boys and girls should get spanking.
Sure.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lee. Do you think that any mothers or dads should do something else besides spanking the kids?
And put them in the bathroom and not letting them come out beating the bathroom like a pig.
Oh. Well, all right. Thank you very much, Lee.
What are you going to do about Warren?
I wonder if he'll ask me out tomorrow night.
What are you going to do about Warren?
What am I going to do about Warren?
Oh.
Warren cares.
I don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you have just seen is an excerpt from a motion picture that was made in Japan. I'm sitting here chatting with Woody Allen, the author of this film. Woody, is the word author quite the correct word to use? I mean, what exactly did you do with that film?
Well, let me see if I can explain this to you accurately. They wanted in Hollywood to make the definitive spy picture.
Uh-huh.
And they came to me to supervise the project, you know, because I think that if you know me at all, you know that death is my bread, uh-huh, and danger my butter. Oh, no, danger is my bread and death is my butter. No, danger is my bread. Death is my... Death and danger are my various breads and various butters.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. We now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmoth's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. The more state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. Those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute. Something's happening. A humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. Ah! He's caught up by the woods as far as the gas tanks and the automobiles spreading everywhere. Coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
Shake hands. What time is it?
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty. And boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go!
Boating is no accident. Boating is no accident. Boating is no accident.